As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
57 degrees, light drizzle as I'm outside once again. I'm undercover, though. I am battling a torrential downpour, the elements here, which really goes well when you're trying to recover from COVID. I'm sure that doctors out there saying, what an idiot. Well, they might say that anyway, but thoughts and prayers for me. But I'm outside, 57 degrees, a light breeze, and some drizzle right now. I feel a whole lot better than yesterday. When I walked in yesterday, it should have been a revolving door, and I should have just gone right back out. Today I walked in, Paulie goes, you're feeling better, aren't you? I go, yeah.
Within 3 seconds, just your tone, your hair, everything.
Oh, yeah, my hair. Our stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading card to the Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, we'll talk to our good buddy Nick Wright, Fox Sports, Ross Tucker, Westwood One, former NFL lineman, the NFL schedule release party last night. Although they released it, and then they had the official sort of release party there. But we saw sort of dribs and drabs, and I was fine with it. You want to put out week 2 Sunday night game and do that yesterday morning at this time? That's fine. I'm okay with it. I just wanted to see the schedule in totality, then be able to kind of dissect this, which we'll do. And there's some really great games. Don't be fooled by storylines over a good game. Because the first Monday night football game stood out. I thought Russell Wilson, Broncos going back to Seattle, might be in that mix in the first couple of weeks and right out of the gate Monday night. Now, storyline over a good game. Big difference there. You know, when the Bills are going to play the Rams, that works. Chiefs, Buccaneers, that works. Storylines, good game, or at least the potential for a good game. I don't know if Russ going against Seattle is going to be a good game. Storyline, but maybe not a good game. We'll talk about some of the other matchups as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Looking forward to firing up the Traegers. It's barbecue season. Traeger wood-fired grill. Traeger is firing up deals on their website. Make sure you check out the new 2022 Timberline models that feature an induction cooktop. And you can find that at traeger.com/DPShow. Remember, use the promo code DPShow to get free shipping. Say good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. We could never charge for this content. And also, we say good morning to our radio affiliates, led by iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 cities around America. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. You know, when you walk in, now I limit my exposure inside the man cave. You know, wearing a mask, and you know, we're practicing safe distancing here. We're doing our best we can. But as I walk by Paulie, and we're about 20 feet apart, and he goes, "I got a hot poll," and I go, "What?" He goes, "I got a hot poll today
on Friday. It's perfect."
I said, "Okay,
coming your way."
All right.
Here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
If all three were free agents, and I think two of them are. And they all have the same asking price, whatever that may be.
All right.
I would, from a basketball standpoint and financial standpoint, if they're all three free agents and the same price, I would sign James Harden, age 32, Kyrie Irving, age 30, Russell Westbrook, age 33.
Hmm.
There is no fourth option on this poll.
I just want to say on behalf of Kyrie Irving, that's incredibly insulting.
Isn't he insulted by just about everything?
I'm insulted too.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to take Kyrie just because I know that there's more upside there. There's more baggage there. It feels like I know what I'm getting out of Russell Westbrook. Might not be great, but I know what I'm getting from him, which is probably why I don't want him.
Rare.
James Harden, the artist formerly known as... I would take Kyrie. I'm hopeful that he would play an entire season. It helps that he respects Kevin Durant. You got a big brother there, or feels like a big brother, taller brother. But Russ, I don't know how you make that work. I was also wondering, this is probably 3 years ago, where we talked about stats. I think we marveled at Klay Thompson maybe 4 years ago. Klay Thompson had an unbelievable game where he might have had four dribbles. He doesn't dribble at all. It's catch, shoot. But we were talking about Harden, Westbrook, and John Wall. So their usage rate, dribbling, those are the three top guys. And you look at them now, Westbrook, you know, kind of on the other end of stardom. John Wall doesn't play. And Harden looks like... he has played a lot of games. But I wonder, can you kind of have a, can he reinvent himself? Now, I don't want him as a, now he's a playmaker. I need James Harden. James Harden's one of the great scorers of all time. But when you don't score and you don't force the issue.
Hot take.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Here we go.
All the firemen are running out. What's going on? There's hot takes next door.
Patrick's on fire.
Oh, yeah. Right on cue. It was bound to happen. We're right next to a fire department. Over the years, the Sixers have been criticized for their decisions. They gave that max contract to Tobias Harris. They traded for James Harden. Then maybe the biggest mistake they made wasn't with Harden or Harris. The Sixers acquired Jimmy Butler from the T-Wolves back in 2018. Butler spent 1 year there. Then they sent him to Miami. And Miami, that was a sign-and-trade for Al Horford. Since the trade, Butler has led the Heat to three straight playoff appearances and NBA Finals. And Al Horford wasn't even in the Sixers' rotation. Isn't on the roster. Now he's in Boston. Butler led the Heat with 32 to move past Philly for a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. Al Horford still playing with the Celtics. They have their game with the Bucks coming up. But the Sixers swing and miss is going to serve as a reminder to the rest of the NBA. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. I thought Joel Embiid had really, really interesting comments last night where he talked about who James Harden is now and who James Harden used to be.
Since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore. He's more of a playmaker. I thought, at times, could have been, as all of us, could have been more aggressive. All of us, whether it's Tyrese or Tobias or, guys coming off the bench.
That's a pretty honest answer. And he's saying everybody, he's saying 1 through 15, but we know who he's talking about. James Harden has to force the issue. And then he says, well, let me let you hear from James Harden on, the question is in here about his lack of aggression.
Why weren't you more aggressive?
Like I just said, we run offense, the ball, just didn't get back to me.
Okay, not buying that. What other time in his career has James Harden ever said, ball didn't get back to me? I understand Joel Embiid should be the focal point. Tyrese Maxey, focal point. To an extent, I guess, Tobias Harris. But James Harden has got to force the issue. Get them in foul trouble. Shoot free throws. But the reason why they have you and they don't have Ben Simmons is because Ben was afraid to shoot. You afraid to shoot? And if so, why? Are you just out of shape? Philly's defense is really suspect, but a lot of that comes with effort. These guys are all great athletes, or for the most part, all great athletes. Then it comes down to you, do you want to play defense? And I'm watching last night where James Harden turns his head and Tyler Hero gets a lay-in. It's just lazy. And it's not just him, but James Harden wanted to be here. Didn't want to be in Houston. Didn't want to be in Brooklyn. I want to be in Philadelphia. Okay, so what do you do going forward? That's really the key. And I remember talking to Chris Mannix. He said, well, you got to bring him back. I go, no, I don't. Like, why? Well, you gave up all these draft picks, and you gave up Ben Simmons, and you gave up Seth Curry. And okay, here's the analogy I'll use. Let's say you have a really nice house and a really fragile foundation. So do you fix the foundation or do you just keep building another floor on the house? And that's what it feels like they're going to do. Hey, this is really fragile here. Yeah, it's okay. Let's pour more money into the top part of the house. Let's spend $50 million up here. Well, what about down here? It's okay. I just got to figure that you can spend that money elsewhere more wisely than I'm going to give you $200 million. Why? Well, because we traded away all these assets to get you. It feels like you're compounding the problem. If I'm Philly, you might have to just look in the mirror and say, do we have the right coach? And do we need to bring back James Harden? Because those are two pressing questions. We all love Doc Rivers. Everybody in the business today, if they're going to talk about Doc, will go, oh, we all love Doc. He doesn't have a good track record. He doesn't. Here's Doc. Ask about his job security.
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it, because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
It's a results-based business.
It is, but you don't do it every year. Every time you're wrong, should you lose your job? No. So it's the same thing, all right? But listen, if you believe that, then go with it. I know what I did this year, and I feel very good about that. But again, if you believe that, Howard, then you just run with it.
Okay, first of all, Doc is wrong in, kind of portraying the Sixers as this up-and-coming underdog. Nobody saw us. You spent a lot of money, made some moves. You have nothing to show for it. Can't get to the next round? All right, you had injuries? Absolutely. Understand it. But Doc can't hear, sit here and go, man, I'm shocked that you're asking me that question. And it's almost like Doc is saying, go ahead, fire me. Go ahead. I'll end up with the Lakers. I'll get another job here. But there is accountability here. Is Doc the right guy for the team? I think that's a fair question to ask. Is James Harden the right player for this team? To me, he stunts your growth. I love Tyrese Maxey. He's 21. He's ready to go. Not afraid. And Embiid is in his prime. But if I can't go onto the floor with a guy that I'm spending that kind of money on, and I'm just not sure what I'm getting when I go onto the floor. Like Kyrie, I know when he gets on the floor what I'm getting. The question is, will he be on the floor? Harden gets on the floor, and I go, is he going to give you 32? Or is he going to give you 12? And I'm not sure. And I'm watching last night, and it used to be you would always know. James had it. James was going to force it. And he was going to get you in foul trouble. He was going to shoot free throws. He was going to knock down threes. But this is different in the playoffs. So you compound that with a guy that you're not quite sure what you're getting. And then you put his lack of success in the playoffs. And then you end up with an egg last night. He scored as many points in the second half as Ben Simmons did.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our good buddy Nick Wright on loan from First Things First, co-host on Fox Sports 1, joins us on the program. You want to go NFL or you want to go NBA? Start out.
Let's go talk about your show, then NBA, then NFL. Because I have a beef here, Dan. And I hate to, you know what I mean, bring dirty laundry on the show. But how long have I been coming on this show now? 3 years, 2.5 years, something like that, thereabouts.
Yeah.
That entire time, I have been hosting First Things First.
Yep.
And First Things First has ended at 9:30 every day we've ever done it. And I hate to do this, but at some point, a man's got enough pride and is insulted. Todd Fritz, who's the best guest booker in the world, for the seven times when he invited me on the show, said, "Hey, would love to have you on the show. Here are the times that work." And he keeps offering 9:20.
Oh, boy.
And I got to say, it makes me think Todd Fritz is not a First Things First viewer. It makes me think maybe he's not a fan of mine. Maybe he doesn't even like me. Finally, I'd had enough, and I send him a text back. I was like, "Buddy, the show ends at 9:30. You're insulting me. You insult me a little bit here."
Okay.
So that's, I mean, what are we going to do about this?
Do you want me to fire Todd right now?
Unpaid suspension 1 week.
How about no meat Friday for Todd today?
Wow.
I think Let him choose. Would he rather have no money for a week or no meat today?
Todd?
I could use the paycheck with a kid in college and another one about to go to college. So I should probably.
Do you know that Nick Wright has another job?
I am aware of that, and all I can do is sincerely apologize. And it has been multiple times where he's brought that to my attention, and I went through the stop sign and forgot.
But how many times? He's told you a lot of times.
I know. I get caught up in my little world with my notebook and then the phone numbers and names and Rolodex, and I keep forgetting for some reason that he can't possibly
do
it.
What a shocker. You tell Todd something, and he forgets it.
Here's the thing. At first, I thought he knew and just thought, well, let's be honest. Where are you going to get more juice, Nick? Your own show, or leave it early and join, you know, one of America's leading broadcasters. I thought it was like an insult. Like, come on, will they even know who's going to notice if you're not there?
Wow.
And then I realized the guy just doesn't understand. The show ends at 9:30. So at 9:20, I've even texted him. I'm like, "Todd, I can do 9:32. Like, because I'm at home. I can get the Zoom ready during our last commercial break and then just pivot this way." And he's like, "No, we can't do that. How about 9:20? I'm like, "Jesus, man."
Todd, very insensitive by me. Todd, I have no excuse.
Todd, no meat Friday today.
Wow.
I didn't expect it to go that far. I will admit.
What, Seton?
I was just going to say to Nick, welcome to life with Todd Fritz.
Yeah.
This is repeatedly asking him to not do something, and then over the last 15 years, him doing it over and over and over again. This is what I guarantee you, within the next month, you get an offer to be on at 9:20. I guarantee
that
it.
That could happen.
Well, now I feel badly. Now I feel like we're piling on the guy, and I didn't mean for that to happen.
Oh, you're not the first guest to tell me. Nick, you're not the first guest to say this to me. Bill Murray said this to me many years ago. He goes, "I'll come on your show. Do not have that Fritzy guy call me anymore." Okay? That's why Bill Murray went into hiding, because Todd would reach out, and then Bill finally said,
"Oh, he's a bulldog. He is relentless." Yes. And that's why I said he's the best in the business. I've done radio where usually, and now I've never done it on your level, obviously, but guest bookers, I mean, they're playing Quirtle during the show. There's a lot going on. They're not that intrigued. Todd's dedicated. He's just, you know, the dude from Memento, evidently.
he's going to have to tattoo things.
Yeah.
Remind him that Nick Wright works till 9:30 Eastern.
First, 9:30 a.m. Eastern.
I like how Todd expects you to change, Nick. He's not changing. You need to change your hours on First Things First.
I think every once in a while, maybe he can get out at 9:15.
Hey, Jenna, can I get out at like 9:20? I'm going to go on the Dan Patrick Show.
Can I tell you something? True story. And then we can talk sports. I apologize.
Okay.
The first time he invited me on, it was 9:20. And that I didn't, whatever. It was our first time. I was so excited that I was invited on. I was trying to figure out how I could do it. I was like, this is my one shot to go on Dan Patrick's show. Like, how can I make the, can we tape the final segment ahead of time? How can we make this happen? Then I just realized it's just going to be the regular, you know, lock Nick in 9:20 on Thursday.
All right. Let me start with the 76ers, James Harden, Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid's post game comments. I know we could talk about the Miami Heat and they're advancing, but today is about the Sixers.
Yep.
Where do we start with the fingers of blame here in Philadelphia?
Well, listen, Harden's the same draft class as Steph Curry, DeMar DeRozan, Drew Holiday. All those guys are amazing still. Now, also same draft class as Blake Griffin. Blake's done, but Blake suffered a bunch of injuries. Harden just all of a sudden being bad is shocking. Him being bad in the playoffs is not shocking, but him refusing to shoot is shocking. Doc's got a bit of an honesty problem when he's like, when I got here, no one thought we would be. You had the eighth best odds to win the title when you got there. You got there a year ago. But here's something that I think will blow your mind, Dan, because maybe we should be pointing the fingers at ourselves for believing in the Sixers. I think this will shock you. The Philadelphia 76ers have made the conference finals once since Dr. J retired. Think about that. That's the least in basketball, tied with the Grizzlies, who didn't exist that whole time,
Kings.
The Timberwolves, who didn't exist that whole time, Kings and Clippers.
Yeah.
Kings, Clippers, SatSac franchises, and the two expansion teams, and the Sixers. The team, like the Knicks, were this great team of the 70s that lived off that rep. The Sixers, this amazing team of late 70s, early 80s, plus the Wilt years, lived off the rep. But the Knicks have been way more successful the last quarter century. They've been to two NBA finals in the same time the Sixers have been to one conference finals. So maybe we're just overrating them. I don't know. I couldn't believe that when I looked that up this morning.
But I just
one conference finals.
I don't understand what James Harden's. I there's no strategy. I can't go, this is why he's doing what he's doing at this time of the season. And is he happy? Was he happy with Doc Rivers?
So, listen, and I don't want to misquote him because I don't remember exactly who it was. I heard someone speculate on television that Harden was dogging it to get Doc fired so D'Antoni would come in. That's like a wildly crazy accusation. You're just going to dog a potential championship run. You got maybe the league MVP. You forced your way out of Houston. I understood it. The team couldn't compete anymore. Forced your way out of Brooklyn. I understand it. Kyrie's a pain in the ass. Fine. But all to get to Philly. So I think that's too much of an accusation to make. With that said, there's no explanation. It's one thing to be bad. It's another thing to refuse to shoot. Guy wouldn't shoot.
Yeah.
Like literally wouldn't go down shooting. It's puzzling to me. It's puzzling to me.
If you could have one of the three, you could have Harden now, Kyrie now, Russell Westbrook now.
Oh God.
And you got to take one.
Oh God. I'll answer that at 9:20. The answer is Kyrie.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. The answer, Kyrie's the best player right now of them.
Sure.
Now I don't really love signing up for all the rest of it, but Kyrie, at least when he plays, is still fantastic. Russ is at this point a net negative, and Harden is puzzling. Harden's first two games with the Sixers, he was unbelievable. Look at what Harden did the final three games of the Celtics series from last postseason. That's 11 months ago. He was like 33-8-9 average in the playoffs for that. And now if he gets 25 points, the broadcasts are like, oh, a throwback game for James Harden. Like he's Phil Mickelson at the Masters a couple of years ago. Like, oh, a throwback performance. It's 32. It's baffling.
But it sounded like Doc Rivers was like, all right, you want to fire me? Fire me. I'll get another job. He didn't seem too concerned and didn't take much blame that they flame out again.
He's not a big blame guy. He doesn't, Doc doesn't appear to be a big look in the mirror guy. I understand if the general point was, if I were Doc, I'd have said this. Listen, if I'd have told you going into this postseason, we were going to lose to the one seed, and in that series, we wouldn't have Embiid for two of the games, and try as he might, he's clearly not 100%. He could have been out the whole series. Like, that's what happens. I think Doc should have played that card. Our best player on our team missed a third of the series and was clearly physically compromised. He did his damnedest, but that was the difference. Instead, he got real standoffish. You know what I mean? And so I don't know.
We're talking to Nick Wright, First Things First, co-host on Fox Sports 1, and his show lasts until 9:30 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Todd.
9:30.
Yeah, 9:30.
You couldn't possibly join us at 9:20 if he's doing the show till 9:30.
Do you guarantee that you will not do that again?
I will guarantee, because I now put it in bold in my notebook with red marker.
If you do, you must grow facial hair and have a hairstyle like Nick Wright as a tribute to him, a shout out.
Can I make a request?
Sure, absolutely.
If he does, he has to start also booking my guests, because you guys crush us on that front. Let me be honest.
Yeah.
But you got to get once a week. I need a Dan Patrick caliber guest on First Things First.
Okay. All right.
That seems very reasonable.
Seems fair. Chiefs are the first team in NFL history to start the season with 8 straight games against teams that had a winning record in the previous season.
Yeah.
Just a coincidence there? Or do you think the NFL has it out for your Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, no. I mean, they only have, I think of their 17 opponents, what, like 14 of them had a winning record? Well, no. 12 of them, I think, had a winning record. And then two of the ones that didn't are the Broncos, who now have Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, they have the Texans. They have the Jags. They have the Seahawks. Other than that, it's just gauntlet of games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just how it drew this year. I love how the year ends. I think the Chiefs will be the final 6 games of the year. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think they're going to be 12-5, enter the playoffs on 6-game winning streak, red hot.
Could you see a team not winning the division in the AFC West, but winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I think the Chiefs or the Chargers, one of them's not going to win the division, and either can win the Super Bowl. I don't believe in the Broncos.
What about the Raiders?
Flatly. No, come on. I'm very happy for the Raiders that they got Davante Adams, and they're going to go from the third best team, or I guess some would argue the second best team in the division last year because they made the playoffs. They're going to be the worst team in the division. No. Congrats. You trade for Davante Adams, and then you extend Derek
Carr. Wait, you think the Raiders will be the worst team?
Yeah, of course. Who else would be?
Denver.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe you believe in Russell Wilson even less than I do. I don't believe in them as a Super Bowl contender, but I do think they'll win 8 or 9 games. I don't think the Raiders are very good. I think the Raiders last year all smoke and mirrors, my friend, and I don't trust Derek Carr.
Who is this year's Bengals? Last year's Bengals?
No, I got you. What a great question. So a team that's got it. That's hard, man. I didn't expect that question. I apologize. I'd love to say the Dolphins, but I can't because of Tua. I just can't. Nobody else in the AFC North would be considered the Bengals. You know what I mean? Like, no one's shocked if the Ravens show up. So would you be shocked if the Niners do it with Trey Lance? Can we go Niners? That's probably not an answer.
No.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't have an answer.
They're still a good team. How about the Colts?
So I was thinking them. I didn't know if that they would qualify. That when I was doing the Chiefs schedule, I have the Colts penciled in as a loss. I think the Colts, all they needed was a quarterback that wasn't going to kneecap them. Now they have it. Yeah, I think the Colts are dangerous. I like their coach. Everyone likes both lines. I don't know if they have enough receivers. But, yes, I think the Colts are – I mean, I think the Colts are going to win that division. Does that count? I think they're going to be better than the Titans. I'd be real worried about Derrick Henry. Like, at some point, the usage has to wear him down, even though he's superhuman.
I was also curious about the Cleveland Browns and how many games would be in prime time. I think they have one in week two or week three against the Steelers. But the NFL, when you're putting out this schedule, what do you say to the commissioner or vice versa without a paper trail to say, hey, we want to feature the Browns with Deshaun Watson. Is he going to be eligible to play? Are you going to suspend him? I'm guessing he's going to be hard to suspend, Nick. If there's nothing going on right now.
Oh, I thought I'm going the other way. I think the NFL might be looking at what happened to Trevor Bauer and saying, we need to suspend him a long time. I think that's one of the low-key reasons the Browns maybe haven't moved on from Baker. Is what if Deshaun is suspended for 10 games?
Oh, I agree. I agree keeping Baker makes sense, but not if Baker thinks that they actually tried to make him look bad against the Steelers. I mean, that's another layer to this that Baker's just going to say, I'm not going to play for you. You know, then you have Jacoby Brissett as your backup quarterback to Deshaun Watson. But I'm wondering if they suspend him or they wait until there's some kind of completion to this investigation.
I don't know. I think they have to suspend him. And I am a guy you want on your jury if you are accused of a single crime. My burden of proof for reasonable doubt, what I need for reasonable doubt is you say you didn't do it. That's pretty reasonable to believe. But as soon as multiple people accuse you of the same thing independently, I'm almost certain you're guilty. Maybe that's unfair, but it is impossible for me to believe that Deshaun Watson is the victim of some grand multi-state, two-dozen-person conspiracy. So I think he's going to get suspended. I think he is.
I mentioned this to start the show. When we look at the schedule release, that we confuse storylines with good games. Seahawks against the Broncos.
Broncos is a terrible game.
Yes, it's a great storyline, but I don't know. The game feels like it's going to be 18-11.
Well, here's what I do know. Why would you intentionally feature Drew Locke in anything as part of your premier product? That's insane. Like if all of a sudden that's where Baker is, then that is more intriguing.
Yeah.
Russell's first game with Denver, Baker in Seattle, then it's intriguing. But I totally agree with you. This is also a problem. Young talk show hosts out there, take a lesson from, two veterans of the industry, one of the greatest to ever do it, also Dan Patrick. So there is a massive difference between something being a great moment and a great topic. Guy throws a perfect game. That's a great moment. It's impossible to talk about. You know what I mean? Like, so this is the scheduled version of that. Russ's return to Seattle is it's the opposite. It's a great topic. It's not going to be a great moment. It's going to be a 3-hour crummy football game.
That's a hot take. You can hear the fire department going by.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I hire a fire department to drive up and down behind me just for hot takes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, how about that? Speaking of hot takes, I thought you were going to ask me about this, and I know we're late, but I need to say this. Am I going to get, you're going to mention the fact I'm the one person in America who said the Mavs are going to win this series, they're going to win this series, and also the fact that Devin Booker is playing a dangerous game. Devin Booker and Chris Paul mocked Luka Doncic after game two. Little smirks at the press conference. Oh, we're not worried about Luka. Chris Paul was asked about Luka after game one. He's like, what about Theo Pinson? They got a lot of great players. Devin Booker then does a flop and gets caught on camera calling it the Luka special. Yesterday, Luka had more points, rebounds, assists than those two guys combined. They had 13 turnovers. He's going to go in their building on Sunday and beat them because Luka's the second best player in basketball already. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, boy, Sun's going to get back here anytime soon? I don't think so. I don't like Devin Booker. I've turned on him. I don't like the way he's mocking Luka. Not good for him. And watch the video if you haven't seen it, Dan. Late in the game, when Jay Crowder grabs Frankie Ntilikina, throws him into Chris Paul, like a scheduled flop play they have, and Chris starts falling, they got the foul call. But Chris then starts grabbing his hand. The trainers look at his hand. Just like the basketball gods smited Marcus Smart for the flop with 4 minutes left against the Bucks. Then all of a sudden he can't do anything. The basketball gods might have smited Chris Paul. A little flop late in that game. Mavs going to the finals. Told you 2 months ago.
Okay.
I just forced that into the show. Sorry.
No, you did. But, you know, it's kind of hard to compliment you when, you know, both hands are patting yourself on the back. I mean.
Well, yeah, of course. Somebody has to. I mean, somebody, I got to get credit.
Why are you so needy? Why are you so needy?
You know, it's a good question, Dan. But I think, you know, I'm someone that's, you know, always been an underdog, always been disrespected. I, you know, I come on this show. You guys don't even know what time my show is. And I try to, at times, you know, remind America that the only person who was right about the Clippers 2 years ago and the only person who was right about the Nets back-to-back years is going to be the only person who called the Mavs going to the finals 6 weeks ago. It's your buddy, Nick Wright, host of the What's Right with Nick Wright podcast, which you can subscribe to on iTunes and on YouTube.
I'm going to bet you dinner. Dallas and Phoenix.
You already owe me dinner. So it's going to be two dinners.
Well, I don't know if I owe you dinner. You chose to pick up the tab when I was going to, and I thought that you should, you know, for a legend, you're going to buy it in the respect and, you know, the advice I gave you. I mean, you should do that.
You know what, Dan? I don't say this often. You're right. So, yeah, that's fine.
How about we do dinner? We'll do dinner.
We do dinner.
And I'll take Phoenix just to be an antagonist here with you.
That's fine. We doing any odds, any points, or just straight up?
No, straight up.
No problem. Deal. I was going to give you odds.
No,
actually,
I don't need it. No, I don't need it. What odds do I need? It's either Phoenix wins or Dallas wins.
You could have gotten two dinners. Could have been a 2-to-1 dinner special.
There's many more dinners for me.
Oh.
I, you know, all of the different, Max Kellerman wants to buy me dinner now. I mean, there's a lot of people out there. Colin Cowherd wants to buy me.
A lot of people on the streets in New York see me and they're like, you're the guy from Sports TV. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, Max. I'm like, that happens to me a lot, bro.
Fritzy will give you a call next week around 9:20.
I was looking at Monday or Wednesday at 9:15.
Monday at 9:20.
Okay. All right. See you guys.
Thank
Love
you, Nick.
Guys,
that's Nick Wright. First things first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit BARTESIAN.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ross Tucker, he went to Princeton. He's happy to tell you about it. CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. How often do you remind people you went to Princeton, Ross?
I mean, almost never. Why are you taking shots?
I don't know.
Bring me on.
I don't know.
Like, come on. What did I do to deserve that?
I don't know. I'm under the weather. I'm under the weather. And I'm mad, and I want to lash out at somebody, and I lash out at Fritzy all the time. And so you popped up on the screen, and I have to yell at you.
Well, I hope you feel better. Yeah. I've been watching this week. I saw the hat and everything. You're a warrior for doing the show all week, even though you haven't been feeling great. I'll say this, Dan, in all sincerity, people bring up the Princeton thing all the time. It's not me. It's like, people have like a little bit of like a inferiority or insecurity thing about it. I don't know. I don't bring it up. Well, like, it's not relevant to the NFL or even college. Nobody asked me about Princeton football. So it's not, but people always bring it up somehow.
But people expect you to be smarter, right?
I think that's fair. Yeah. It's like 8 years in a row. It's number one school in the country. The reality is, and you know this, football absolutely helped with me getting accepted there. In fact, Dan, I never told you this before. The valedictorian of my high school, my year, had 1550 SATs back when they were really hard. He did not get into Harvard or Princeton. I got into both. And let me just tell you, my SATs and my class rank were lower, yeah, lower than his. It was bad. I mean, I saw him in the hallways. All he ever wanted to do was go to Harvard or Princeton. And all I wanted to do, Dan, was play football at Penn State. So I told him, I saw him in the hallway. I'm like, listen, man, when you were fooling around studying, I was lifting weights, trying to get into the best colleges.
Wow. Sure that made him feel better.
Oh, he went to Columbia or Penn. He's a doctor. It doesn't make a difference. I'm sure he's doing great.
All right, your reaction to the NFL schedule release. Is there one thing that stood out more than anything else?
Well, two things stood out to me. Number one, the fact that they made it like a 10-day miniseries, Dan, is just hilarious. I mean, it's, you know, they started last week with the international game announcement. Then they had the initial Amazon game announcement. Then they had, I mean, it's unreal what they've made this into. And guess what? We all feed into it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
We all eat it up.
Yeah, you know, they were giving standalone games by releasing it that way. And 8:45 in the morning, and they're giving me the Thursday night Amazon game. I'm like, all right.
You know what they should do? You know what would be amazing? next year, announce the schedule one team at a time. So, like, they announced the Jets schedule, and Patriots fans know two of their games. Then they announced the Dolphins schedule, and Patriots fans know four of their games. Like, and people are putting it together, and then there's leaks. Like, it's unbelievable how much intrigue there is to it. So that's one thing that jumped out to me. The other thing that jumped out, which I think is just interesting, yeah, week two, they have a Monday Night Football doubleheader, but there's an hour and a half overlap. So, Dan, you know, my favorite team I played for was the Buffalo Bills. I say it all the time. I love playing for the Bills. I played for five teams. That was my favorite. They host the Titans at 7:15. At 8:30, the Eagles host the Vikings. You know, I do the Eagles preseason games on TV. I do their pregame on the radio, so I watch them. They've got, like, the two teams I watch the closest overlapping in quote-unquote standalone games. They've never done it before. I just talked to Michael North from the NFL on the Ross Tucker podcast. He said they might try three different kinds of doubleheaders next year. It's a little bit weird, but they're experimenting. They're trying something different.
We're talking to Ross Tucker. He went to Princeton and a former NFL lineman, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Who's the Bengals this year?
Such a good question. I think they'll be good. I'm not sure they're the favorite in the AFC North. I think the Ravens are going to come back with a vengeance.
Now, how are the Bengals going to be? Who will be this year's Bengals?
Oh. I thought since the Bengals had five primetime games, you were like doing an existential question of like, who are they? Are they worthy of that? This year's Bengals. That's a good question. Do the Broncos count?
Sure.
Or is that unfair?
No. I mean,
okay, then probably the Broncos.
I was going to say the Eagles. I was going to say the Eagles.
You know what? I can see the Eagles being very good. I really can. I mean, they're so good up front, both sides of the ball. Look at their schedule, which I'm not a big believer in, oh, they have an easy stretch or a tough stretch because it evens out.
Yeah.
But they really have a great chance to get off to a great start. It's Hurt's second full year as a starter. They have A.J. Brown. The NFC East is not that tough. I think the Cowboys will be down. And I think the NFC in general as a conference is a lot more winnable than the AFC. So, yeah, I think a surprise – I think that would be a really nice surprise Super Bowl pick is the Eagles. But if I say that I'm a homer, you can say that I can't.
The team that's overrated.
Probably still the Packers in my mind. I see a lot of people – talking about the Packers going to the Super Bowl, that they couldn't go to the Super Bowl when they had the best receiver in the NFL. Now they're going to go without him? I mean, I don't really see that happening. I think that they will lose a playoff game like they seemingly do every year. I'm not feeling the Packers getting to the Super Bowl. I just think you lose a guy like Davante Adams. I think there's a vibe. I think it hurts the locker room. Did you see all the Titans players, how upset they were when the team traded A.J. Brown?
Well, so was the coach.
I don't think that's conducive to winning.
Mike Vrabel did his best acting when he had that press conference talk about losing A.J. Brown. It's like, I understand what management's doing. Like, okay, good for you.
It's awkward, Dan. And I think John Robinson and Mike Vrabel get along great. But if things start to go south there, you know fully well, Vrabel's going to say, oh, really, ownership? Amy Adams Strunk? It wasn't my idea to move on from A.J. Brown for monetary reasons. Plus, Vrabel had just come out 3 weeks earlier and said that they would not trade A.J. Brown as long as he was the coach.
Yeah.
Vrabel's a former player. We were teammates in New England. He knows that's a bad look for him. You know, you say something publicly like that and then go against that, it's not a good look.
The underdog, the most underappreciated team going into this season will be?
I think the Ravens. I think the Ravens, you know, because of how they finished last year, because they trade Hollywood Brown and they have quote-unquote no receivers, I don't think people realize how good they have a chance to be. They were absolutely decimated by injuries last year, Lamar obviously didn't play at the end of the season. I think the Ravens come back with a vengeance. I think there's a great chance they win that division.
I'm curious about the Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson and when he plays, how much he's going to play. Does he get punished at all this year? Feels like these trials, these cases are not going to be heard until after this upcoming season. I don't know if the NFL is proactive on something like this or they... And is that a reason why the Cleveland Browns could be holding on to Baker Mayfield a little bit longer? That if Deshaun is going to be suspended for 6-8 games?
Well, if you look at the Browns schedule, Dan, and this is what people do, and I do it as well, to try to read the tea leaves, they didn't give the Browns a whole lot of primetime games. And they didn't give the Browns primetime games early. I think it's bad for business. I think whether he's suspended or not, it's bad for business to have Deshaun Watson while these legal cases are hanging over his head in primetime. You know, everything they do, it's the thing that makes me laugh about all the fan bases that are all upset and the NFL hates them. You know this. The whole thing is to maximize ratings. This is a business. They're maximizing. They don't care about your – they don't hate your team any more than they like some other team. They like ratings. But they also don't like bad PR, which is why I think they're trying to hide Deshaun Watson and the Browns as much as possible. I don't think they see the value. Look, Jerry Jones probably says to him, put the Browns on every week. People will be complaining about it, and any publicity is good publicity. NFL doesn't see it that way. And I think their schedule and the lack of primetime games for the Browns, pretty good indicator, because they're probably the best team to have the fewest amount of primetime games.
If Tom Brady, former teammate, asked for advice that he's going to go into the broadcasting booth at some point next couple of years, what would you tell Brady?
Yeah, really simple. Make sure you're having fun. He's so intense. I am not worried about him from a preparation standpoint at all. He's the biggest psycho I've ever been around, and I mean that as a compliment. Like, he will be crazy prepared, but can he just enjoy himself? You know, I like Romo a lot because I like broadcasters, Dan, that I can tell they love it. I can tell they're having fun. It's the reason why your show is so successful. Everybody can tell that you guys and the Danettes, you're having a great time. That's what it's supposed to be. I can tell Romo's having a blast. There are other guys, I'm not always sure if they love football. I'm not sure if they're having a really good time doing it. I don't know if Brady's going to be able to do that. I think he's going to be so intense about the information and wanting to do well. I don't know if he'll be able to loosen up and relax and really enjoy it. And I think it's hard to really be good if you're not enjoying it. That needs to come across. I think it's bananas that he got that much money without ever having done it before. It's one thing for Romo after he proved himself. It's another thing for Aikman after he proved himself. To give Tom that much money when he might stink, you know, he might not be good at it, is really an interesting decision.
And you can over-prepare. And having worked with analysts, you know, you tell them, just cut it in half. Because you get so consumed with, I got to know everything. It was my approach when I hosted the Olympics for the first time. I thought I had to know everything about everything. And then I realized, as a result, I didn't know anything about anything because I was just, my mind was so full of stats and countries and stars and events. And I talked to Al Michaels and he gave me the greatest advice that I ever received with the Olympics. He said, Dan, my man, half hour at a time. Know what you need to know the next half hour and then the next half hour. Instead of kind of piling on and saying, I know everything, and then I didn't use 97% of that stuff. And that's what I'm wondering about Brady, that does he just dive in because he has to? People expect that. And then can you come off naturally and still have all that information? And I think that's going to be the trick for Tom is, can he have Romo-like moments where he seems downright giddy that this team is doing this in this moment and that result?
So Dan, what's so fascinating about Tom is his public persona and social media presence are like a total 180. You know, he's so buttoned up in every press conference or interview he ever does, right? Almost robotic. But yet his social media is amazing. So, I'm sure it's somebody else's ideas, but his social media is amazing. He's got to be somewhere in between those two. Yeah. He's got to be relaxed. It's like whenever I fill in for you, the first couple of times, Dan, I had all kinds of notes. And then like 5 minutes in, it's a meat Friday, and Paulie asked me what mustard I wanted. The next thing I know, it's noon, and I'm putting sausage, I'm putting brats in my cup for the drive home. Like, I don't even have notes when I fill in for you anymore. It's unbelievable because it happens so much more naturally when you just engage with the guys.
Well, Paulie would suggest you had a couple of notes next time you did it.
Just like four or five.
Just a couple of notes there.
Jumping off points.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, just a couple of notes. That's all. Hey, it's great to talk to you as always. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for all the input that you provide for us.
Of course, my pleasure. Feel better. Thank you for having me, Dan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.